Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. When you hear the word action, what does it make you think of? A battle? A football game? A speeding auto? Well, here's another kind of action, a very welcome kind of action when you need relief for a headache or an upset stomach. Listen. That's action in the glass. Yes, it's action in the glass changing Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid form your system can use easily. You see, even solid food has to become liquefied before your system can make use of it. Alka-Seltzer is a sparkling liquid when you take it, and so is quickly and easily absorbed into your system to bring dependably effective relief. Yes, because of action in the glass, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better. So remember, for a headache, for an upset stomach, for aching muscles, take the medicine that's so refreshing. Take Alka-Seltzer.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee bought a handsome Russian squirrel jacket at the Bon Ton yesterday for $200. After they got it home, however, it developed that the clerk had given them a $3,000 Russian sable by mistake. The Bon Ton wants it back. Mr. McGee says no. Mrs. McGee says,
McGee, breakfast is ready.
Okay, Molly, I'm gone. Boy, am I tired. Didn't hardly sleep a wink last night.
Neither did I.
Kept dreaming about that fur jacket all night.
Me too. I dreamed that every time I put it on, a policeman jumped out of my closet and said, "Aha! Stick him up, Slippery Moll, you sable snitcher. We got you."
Boy, you are nervous about this thing, aren't you?
Well, aren't you?
No. Pass the toast, will you?
Well, what about the dreams you had?
I dreamed I was in court defending the common man, the little people across the nation, who, like myself, have been many times took advantage of by the invested interests across the nation like the Bon Ton. And through my natural talent for oratory and fair play, I swayed the jury to our side, and we won the case. Bon Ton even had to pay the court costs.
That's some mighty fancy dreaming, all right.
I'll never forget the cheers that rose from the crowded courtroom as the verdict came in my dream. How they carried me out of the court on their shoulders and shouted, "Good courtsmanship, old man. Great, great."
Ham, anyone? I said, do you want some ham with your...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, please. And some eggs. Put down there. Boy, that looks delicious. What's the matter? Aren't you eating?
Well, I just don't seem to have any appetite this morning. I feel, I don't know.
Ah, for Pete's sake, kiddo, we didn't do anything wrong. Look, did we ask the Bon Ton to sell us that $3,000 sable jacket for $200? No, it was their own mistake.
I know, but...
If they're too cheap to hire experienced help for their fur department, that's not our fault.
But that Mr. Carlton was so nasty yesterday on the phone, McGee. Said he was going to turn it over to the store lawyers, you know.
Oh, him. He's bluffing. I know my law, kiddo. They gave us the jacket, and by George, there's the phone.
You go on eating. I'll get it. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Hillman, Hogan, Harrigan, and who? Rid of what? Last chance? Or what? Oh, jail. Just a minute. It's for you, sweetheart.
Still using the same intimidation tactics, are they, huh? Well, they don't scare me. You talk to them.
What'll I tell them?
Tell them I got the wrong number, naturally.
I can't do that.
Well, I'm not going to talk to them guys till I got my law book in front of me. I'm not discussing habeas carcasses or search warrants or stuff like that there till I got my finger in the index so I can look up what they're accusing me of.
But, McGee, the man says if you don't come to the phone, he's going to start proceedings against us both. Right now.
Well, let him. I didn't sit up half the night studying my paperback copy of Law for the Layman or How to Beat the Rap for nothing. Let him sue.
Oh, dear. I don't want to... Oh. Hello, Mr. Hogan? Mr. Hillman? Harrigan? I guess they must have heard you, dearie. They hung up. Yes, Mabel. And then this Mr. Harrigan called back an hour later and McGee yelled, "Ah, your grandfather defended John Wilkes Booth," and hung up. Right in his face. Yeah. And then he did the same thing to Hillman and the same thing to Hogan. Sure. Oh, you know how those lawyers stick together. Yes, as a matter of fact, they're all here right now in the den. Yeah, they've been arguing for over an hour. Wait till I carry the phone over there and open the door a crack. Yes. Listen now. Listen. Isn't that awful? Sounds like a party line being shared by Truman, Nixon, and Mrs. Spradley. I tell you, Mabel, I'm getting worried about this.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
You mothers know how essential good nutrition is for a child to develop good teeth, strong bones, and a healthy body. But you may not know that you can't always depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins for good nutrition. And that holds true for children and adults. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. So why not do as so many mothers do? Safeguard the vitamin health of your family by fortifying your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Low-cost one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy to take, too, and they include vitamin B12. The next time you're in the drugstore, pick up a package of one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
I wish I knew what to do with myself. I've dusted the living room 4 times, vacuumed 2. Well, might as well peel some apples. Maybe I'll make a pie tonight or something.
Grocery boy! Hi, daughter! Where are you?
I'm right here at the sink, Mr. Oldtimer. Just set the groceries down there.
Okay, daughter. I'd have been here earlier, but I busted my specs and it delayed me a little.
Oh, well, you must be handicapped without your glasses.
Well, don't really need them, but... Hey, I didn't see you standing there, Johnny. Say, you're putting on a little weight, son. Getting kind of fatty.
Oh, Mr. Oldtimer, that's the gas stove.
Oh. Oh. Well, I thought it was a kind of a low stomach even for Johnny. Hey, how are you making out with the fur coat, daughter? Anything happen?
Well, I don't know. The Bonton lawyers are here, and McGee is...
Oh, lawyers! That's terrible, daughter. What day's visiting day, and where are they going to put Johnny? Because I'll come and see him if I get time.
Oh,
I'd
stop
like to...
talking like that. They're not going to put him anywhere. Here, come on in here. They're in the den now. Let's see how they're getting along.
Yeah, maybe they got it all settled by now. And,
Shh. I'll open the den door, and you listen.
I come from pioneer stock, and I know my rights as an American citizen. And I'm not giving back that jacket if you...
Oh, that's bad, daughter. Sounds like a hung jury to me.
They've been at it like that all afternoon. I'm so sick of the whole mess, I wish I'd never bought the darn fur jacket in the first place.
What kind of fur is it, daughter? Buffalo hide? Cause a buffalo hide jacket.
No, no. I paid for a squirrel jacket. But the sales girl gave us a Russian sable, and that's the big argument.
Oh, I don't trust them Russians, daughter. Rather have a buffalo anytime. More dependable. When a buffalo's getting ready to tromp all over you, he acts like it. Yes, sirree.
Oh, dear. McGee and those lawyers will be yelling at each other for a week. I wish I could get them to shut up and go home, but I can't get a word. Say! Maybe I can at that. Mr. Oldtimer, is your truck outside? You want to drive me downtown?
Well, I'll be glad to, daughter.
If I don't do something pretty soon, McGee and I are liable to wind up at the sheriff's farm with special plows marked his and hers. And you know how McGee hates fresh air, so...
So get this, Doc.
Uh-huh.
After arguing with me for 6 solid hours, they finally called the manager at the Bonton and admitted defeat. Took the briefcases and went home.
Well, that's amazing.
Well, yeah. McGee said all along that he knew the law, Doctor.
You betcha. Hey, show Doc the coat, kiddo. Wait till you see this thing, George. You'll flip.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are, Doctor. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, it's terrific, Molly. Turn around. Gee, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine Russian sable, Doc. imported from Paris.
McGee picked it out of a whole rack full yesterday. I think it's just gorgeous.
Well, I know quality when I see it, kids. I got a book on furs out of the library yesterday, too, so I could study up. I'll run upstairs and get it, Doc. I want to show you how you can tell the real expensive stuff.
I don't understand this at all, Molly. The Bonton giving up that easily on a $3,000 mistake? And frankly, knowing you as I do,
I... Well, hold everything, Doctor. I'll tell you why the Bonton gave up, if you can keep a secret.
Huh?
I don't want McGee to know this.
Oh.
Because they made him so mad down there, threatening him like they did, that he was just determined never to give in.
Yeah.
But the reason the Bonton called off their dogs was because I went down there this afternoon while he was arguing with the lawyers here, and I gave them back their sable jacket.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought
this,
you
this one is squirrel.
Yeah?
It's what I asked for in the first place.
Well, it's beautiful.
I love it. It's very near the same color as the other one, and McGee has no idea.
Here we are, Doc. The amateur furrier, it's called.
Shh.
Sounds interesting. Let's see it.
Explain it to him, dearie.
Here's the page right here. Russian sable, see?
Yeah.
And here are the things to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, feel the nap on that jacket of Molly's.
Yeah.
See? Now, if that was squirrel, for instance, you could tell by the nap.
Bibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Heavenly days, McGee. What are you doing?
This, my dear, is a little invention of mine that's going to revolutionize the sale of Alka-Seltzer and make us our first million. I call it McGee's handy-dandy zip-open four-tablet pocket pack of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, that's a short and snappy name. Easy to remember, too.
All you do is zip open the cellophane wrapper, and there you've got four Alka-Seltzer tablets, each one in its own foil wrapper.
But, dearie...
You can carry McGee's handy-dandy zip-open four-tablet pocket pack of Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go.
Yes,
you can put it in your pocket, your purse, your briefcase, your overnight bag, your glove compartment, your golf bag.
McGee...
Now, listen, kiddo. Think of all the people who have headaches and upset stomachs and don't always have an Alka-Seltzer handy. Why, it'll...
McGee...
You were saying something, Molly?
The Alka-Seltzer people already have a handy pack of four tablets just like you described, and they're selling it every day in the stores.
Well, why is it that every time a real scientific mind like mine comes up with something, some bloke has got to think of?
McGee?
Yeah, kiddo?
I hope you won't be angry with me, but, Well, I have a confession to make about the fur jacket.
Confession?
Yeah. This isn't the original sable they gave us. I took that back and exchanged it while you were arguing with the lawyers. This is a squirrel jacket like we paid for.
What?
Don't get angry, sweetheart, please. My conscience just wouldn't let me keep that sable.
I know, kiddo. I know all about it.
What? Well, how did you know?
Well, after I had them lawyers licked and they gave up, I sort of went soft, I guess. I sneaked the jacket out of the closet, went down to the Bonton, and told the manager I was ready to give him back his sable.
Oh, you did.
Yep, he thanked me kindly and said my wife had already took care of that.
You're a good kid. And I love the squirrel.
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson and Arthur Q. Bryan played the old-timer and Dr. Gamble. Hogan was played by Herb Butterfield. Join us again tomorrow, won't you? This is John Wall saying goodbye.
This is the NBC Radio Network.